Hi, I'm Nicholas Seminario, founder of Dark Angel Company. This podcast is to share the untold stories of just a few of the many people battling mental illnesses in this world. If you're in need of a little inspiration to keep fighting or to feel less alone in your battle, keep listening and share to spread awareness. This is the Dark Angel Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dark Angel Podcast. Today we are with Andrew Marr.
How we doing?
Pretty good. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm glad we got you to come here.
It's a pleasure. It's something when I saw it, I was definitely like, this is something that I feel like I should, if I get the chance to talk, I would like to talk.
Yeah, I'm so glad you reached out. I'm really excited to do this episode. So I want to start from the beginning where you've noticed whatever you've had in any of your experiences. So let's just start from the beginning.
Well, you know, the thing is like, I can't say like myself is that I've gone through like any depression, but I've definitely gone through like very sad, long periods where it's like what I think was triggered by like my anxiety.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
It's because through my anxiety triggered something where it's just like, I was always like questioning myself, questioning a lot of the things I do. It's like where I was at a state where it's like, when I looked in the mirror, I was like, do I like the person I'm seeing?
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now do you remember when this first occurred? Was this something that you've always battled with since a child, or is it something more recent?
Well, you know, I've kind of through like things that has happened to me as like a kid, it was always like, I never really like understood what anxiety truly was. But then like, I remember one vivid time I came back from visiting a college and like, I just had an anxiety attack for no reason. Like, this was my first time ever having like a real anxiety attack for like no reason. But I would say it really started like sophomore year when I was kind of just like sophomore year of high school, like getting into like waking up and then being like, what am I doing with myself? Who am I? Is this what I like to do? Is this truly what I would like to be as a person?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so almost like an existential crisis.
Yeah. I would say like that was so solely triggered on my anxiety.
Okay. So now growing up as a kid, do you remember any times where you had super bad anxiety, or was this another thing that was something more recent?
No, I would say it was definitely more of a recent thing.
Okay.
But that's why I say there's like no limitations to like anxiety or like mental health, is because like it happens to everyone. I think regardless if it's like depression, anxiety, or like you just like your emotions are out of loop, and maybe because you can't understand your emotions or you really can't understand yourself. Like I kind of quantified all of my anxiety, I would say, like mostly the recent years.
Okay.
It's been pretty bad at college too.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's dive into that. I want to get into that, you know, what you've experienced at college with anxiety, and how it's affected your day-to-day life.
You know, I think going away to college is definitely the best thing I could have done for myself, but it comes with like, we're at the age, whether it be like your college years, the years after, where it's like anxiety, depression, and everything is at the utmost spike.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because like, you know, no matter what you do for the years of your life till you turn 18, till the time where you have children, kids, and it's like everything is just building up on top of you. Responsibilities, like pressure of doing things, making people happy. And you know what I mean? Like all these pressures build on top of people, and it sucks because you don't know how to handle it. So when I went to college, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to college, see how it is. And granted, I didn't go in there with like one expectation, which I think helped because it wasn't like I got derailed. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like a lot of people go there and they're like, oh, like I expect X, Y, and Z. And then they end up like transferring or hating themselves is because like, this is not what I expected. But it's like, if you go there with just an open mind, you just like figure yourself out. But granted, I still saw so much anxiety. But I got there and what I kind of noticed, it was like a buildup of schoolwork. And then it's like a buildup of like hanging out with your friends. And like, you know what I mean? Like little things that happen. And like, I see little things, but for my mind, they would just kept getting bigger and seem like snowballing.
Yeah.
Like, almost to the point where you feel like trapped.
Okay.
But to go a little further into like my college anxiety is that I can't really give you the reasons why or the episodes why, but I could describe it to you what I felt in that moment.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
Because it's like, it's almost as if like when you have those moments where it's like, I'll give you an example. Actually, I remember like I got caught drinking in a dorm. I got caught drinking in a dorm, which was fine. And it was whatever. I had to go to this like Alcohols Anonymous meeting. So it's like an Oasis meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
So then I went there and then I was like, whatever. And then I got it done. But I always like delaying and putting things off. You know what I mean? But then it was like when the time came and then like I had to like re-sign up for classes and shit. I couldn't do it because I didn't pay the bill.
Really?
Yeah. Just for like, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
Put me in a world of shock. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it was just like, it was like, I started stressing out and I there's so many things to like me where I just bug out. And it was just like something like that where it was so avoidable. It just like ruined me for like 3 days.
Really? So now I want you to take me through that process. What was that like? You know, that feeling of that pressure and that stress, and what did it cause you to do over those 3 days? You know, it probably felt much longer than 3 days, but
you know, the thing is, what I kind of realized is when it comes to like my anxiety in itself, it's a lot of more, I would say, like, I was trying to compensate.
Okay.
And I was trying to be, which I think is my best part of when I have my anxiety, is that I'm trying to rationalize, is that like, that's why I'm able to like coherently think, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And through like the years of having my anxiety, it's like I've kind of had better ways of managing it. But what I was trying to do was compensate, like figure out ways, because like, granted, I've been trying to pay for all my own things, right?
Really?
And then I'm like, dude, $200 to me, like, you know what I mean? I'm a broke college kid.
Yeah,
like,
that's a lot.
You're like, fuck. Like, yeah. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I'm trying to do everything on my own, and then I don't want to tell my parents. I don't want to ask them for money, because then they're just gonna like scream at me. So I'm like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to ask any, like, I'm not gonna ask any of my friends, obviously. So it's like, okay, like, now I gotta go back into my savings. But I'm trying to literally compensate. I'm trying to like, at that moment I was thinking about, okay, like, I need to email everyone. I need to email and figure out how I could diminish this. Like, and I just went into a state of panic where I was like, all right, now how do I do it? First, I have to make sure I have all the cash. Like, first and second of all, but it felt like those times where I was thinking about it, I felt like I was getting years taken off from my life.
And like, now looking back, you're probably like, oh, that wasn't that big of a deal, you know? And it's like, in that moment, I feel like sometimes, you know, and I do the same thing myself, like, you create these realities that aren't true. You know, we create these things in our head that are, they seem a lot worse than they really are.
Yeah. And I agree with that, especially when it comes to like anxiety in itself. And I can't necessarily speak for the way that I see it, because like, again, like the way I deal with my anxiety, I think it's very, I deal with it very strongly. And then like, compared to other people where I've seen, and other people who like, they don't know how to deal with it and they get stuck like for like a week and they feel like empty on the
inside. Yeah. And so how did you get to that point? Right. So how did you get to that point of not getting stuck or not letting it consume you, you know, because that's not something easy, you know. It's like,
no,
plenty of people, like you said, it's something people struggle with every day, you know. So how did you get to that point where you are able to look it in the face and be like, okay, no, I know I'm not thinking rationally, you know, let me break this down, slow down, and rethink this?
Okay, I think, you know, the thing is you got to have a catalyst of people, you know, like people that genuinely help you at first, like, whether it be myself. Granted, I kind of did it myself, but I did have like supporters along the way. And I think that's number one, is like, you can't go through anything ever alone.
Totally. Totally.
And like, that's another thing that I have to stress, is like,
yeah,
whenever anything is on your mind, you can't do it alone. So like, when I first was going to people, I'd be like, hey, like, whether it be like someone that could give me answers or someone that couldn't give me answers, I just need someone to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and then when I was just trying to figure that out, and maybe if they just sat there and listened to me while I figured out my thoughts, that was even able to help me while they were just sitting there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It makes it more real. You're like, all right, let me say it out loud. Hear how I sound, you know, and it makes everything more real, and it kind of lets you tackle the problem a lot easier.
I agree. And I think that was the first step to how I was doing it. And
okay.
I think then secondly, recognizing my emotions.
Okay.
So like you give recognition to your emotions, be like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. Why am I feeling it? What's causing me to feel this way? And how has this worked in the past?
Okay.
Right. And I think for my anxiety, I think I was always more of like a problem solver.
Yeah.
You know, like step back, breathe, and then think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If all you do is just like move and act out of irrationality, it's just going to lead to more stress and anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
And it tumbles on.
Yes, totally. Totally. It definitely doesn't get better from there.
No, never does.
Definitely not. You know, did you ever struggle with this stuff in high school? You know, obviously, I knew you from high school. You know, people who are listening, not everybody's going to know you. Mm. So you're a super outgoing kid, you know, super funny. You know, was this something you struggled with in high school? You know, because if it was, you hit it very well. You know, it's not something people were able to really pick up on.
You know, the thing is, I think I did feel things during high school. That's where it did start. But like, I wasn't able to see it under a full scope until college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I would say when there was like, I would say, yeah, in my summer, sophomore year, there was a time where it was like I genuinely got caught up on drinking and all I did was drink a lot. I mean, granted, it took like a lot of like, I still had a great time. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like I was drinking to like cope.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but I was drinking all the time. I was out every weekend. I was doing X, Y, and Z, but like, I still felt a pit in me because I was like, I don't like myself. Like there was a summer, and that summer, like I had a breakup with my ex-girlfriend. And then after that, I was like, genuinely, like, I thought I was going to be like, something like so like different, you know what I mean? Like I literally went kind of through like this like pit in my life where, cause I mean, granted, relationships never define a person, but at first I was like, this was everything I knew, right? Like this was everything I knew why. And now it's taken out of my life. And then now it's more of like a change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more of like the fact it's like, okay, now I'm single. This was different from the past 2 years of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, shit, like now there's a drastic change, everything is gonna flip sideways.
Yeah.
When it really doesn't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that was kind of like where my anxiety got triggered. But it wasn't like I couldn't really like look at it and be like, okay, this is what's happening and like why I'm feeling this way. I kind of just felt this way. I kind of like randomly had these like outbursts and like felt like shit about myself.
Yeah, and you didn't really prevent it. You kind of just went with it.
Yeah, and I kind of, But then it was like, and then it got better. It got better a lot because, you know what I mean? Like, I had agents of change. Like when I started dating my current girlfriend, she was always like someone that just sat there and listened to me, like, whenever I spoke. And, like, there's been moments where it's like, I don't understand myself. I'll go over to her house and then I literally just like was like, I don't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
and that takes a lot of courage in itself, you know? So it's like to be able to recognize that's a huge step, first of all, you know, to be able to be like, you know what? I'm not feeling right. Let me go say this to somebody else. That's huge. Not many people can swallow their pride and be like, no, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, and that's not easy to do, you know? So that's, Good on you. Seriously.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's, as much as, like, people don't think to swallow their pride, this is another thing is, granted, I speak to a lot of people who have gone through some really dark things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think if you take just a second to avoid the simple talk and to genuinely go to that next level of conversation, because like you know what I'm talking about. It's like when people just
surface,
like, like surface air, like, and but no one takes the time to truly look into themselves and let themselves come out to other people and look how other people and you know what the thing is, I think a lot of how I've learned how to deal with this stuff is seeing other people go through with it as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. No. Totally. You know, so I want to dive into, you know, I noticed you said going through college, it wasn't easy. You know, it's, you've been there for what, a whole year, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume that a lot of stuff has happened from the moment you got there to, you know, now.
everything has changed.
Yeah.
Everything.
So let's go through that change, right? So let's go from that beginning point of college. You know, there's probably plenty of people who are listening who are possibly going into college, you know, or they're, say, transferring, whatever it is. You know, there's people who are going to be in your shoes and who have the same anxieties as you do and whatnot. So if you want to get into that, you know, take us through that whole process and what it was like.
You know, the thing is that I would say I started because I got better with managing my own emotions by the time I got to college.
Okay.
So I think that summer before I went into college, a lot of things started changing for me. Like the way I think, the people, the way I view the people I hung out with, the way I view like a lot of things in my life. You know what I mean? So that was able to like genuinely recognize what has been going wrong. So then when I got to college, yeah, like what I was referring to is like my anxieties would sometimes get the best of me, but it kind of turned into that point where I understood all the anxieties that I went through in high school. Now I was kind of more a facilitator.
Okay.
So
take me through that process. Yeah. 'Cause that's a whole different side of things. Yeah. You know,
because so like, well, let me get a little deeper into it. And like I got to college and then I rushed fraternity. All fine, right? So I rushed fraternity. But like what people think, like the stigmas around it and stuff, like, yeah, some are true and some are not true. Like when they talk about like, yeah, people just like drinking like beers and like acting like assholes and shit. Like, okay, yeah, that does happen to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. But like you're also forgetting like the photos you see of these people and the videos you see of these people doing dumb shit, there's people in like actually
they're people.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like people who have had dark paths, mm-hmm. people who have seen shit they don't want to see. Like,
yeah.
And I've noticed it through a lot. Like my friends, so I going away to college, I have friends from coast to coast, north to south.
Mm-hmm.
But people struggle through the same emotions, not necessarily the same situations.
Yes, totally.
So like when I was kind of getting there, I like one of my friends right before he got to college, his mom passed.
Really?
Like literally right before.
Oh, that is terrible.
And he dealt with the drug addiction.
Really?
In high school, taking Vicodins, taking painkillers, and he dealt with that. And he smoked weed every single day. And I guarantee you right now, he is one of my motivations to change. This is a kid that I look up to. And I'm like, you know what? Like, he doesn't have it all figured out, but he's doing whatever he can to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's why I love this kid. Great mm-hmm. kid. But he shows me what he saw in these dark paths. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, he describes, like, and like, we're like, he sheds tears and he's like, man, like, I can't even describe the pain I go through. And we sit there and we talk about it for hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and this is how I become more of a facilitator, is because like conversations like that, I might not necessarily have all the answers to someone, how they might feel,
mm-hmm.
but I ask provoking questions where to the point where they understand themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, it makes them think, you know, it makes them introspect and really think deeply about what's going on.
You know what I mean? Like, 'cause that's the thing is, again, granted, a lot of us, like, we can't put ourselves in other people's shoes. You say you could walk a mile in someone's shoes, but no one really ever could.
Nope.
There's 7 billion people on this earth, and everyone's got a different story.
Oh, yeah. Every single person.
And then that's why when I came there and then, like, I started listening to these kids, it's like, yeah, I hear your pains, but it's like, now let me just help you figure yourself out.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing happened with, another one of my friends dealt with so much. He tried taking his life in high school. He took antidepressants and he took like copious amounts of pills. And yet this kid, you would think, has it all, right?
Yeah.
And it's this kid that lived in Miami in a nice house. And granted, both these kids have beautiful homes, mm-hmm. great families, and I met all of their families and great, great people. But that's what I'm saying, is that depression and anxiety is not subject to like any race, exactly. or age or color. You yep. know what I mean? Or matter of wealth. Is people struggle, and people struggle from all ranges.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I remember this kid telling me, he said, he kind of has similar anxiety to me. And he's like, I was staring at the bottle of the pill bottle, right? And it was like, it's just dark. Like, it's dark. And you know what I mean? Like, granted, when you're in a moment like that, you really can't describe one feeling.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. You can't describe how you felt at that one instance, but being able to talk to him and then go through his emotions that from the past year, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Be like, take me to what, like, you've been able to, like, how you felt about the situations that you've been dealt with. Like, mm-hmm. he granted one of his, like, the love of his life moved away. And he got really, really super upset about that. And then, like, so, like, self-image, like, changed, right? But, like, over a relationship like that and your whole self-image change about yourself, and then, like, he's able to, like, articulate that.
Yeah.
And I'm able to see it physically firsthand with the way he interacts with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these emotions that people have, it results into action.
Yeah.
And whether it be, like, irrational action or rational action, but they're just too afraid to actually, like, be themselves.
Yes. Yeah. And now, you know, obviously you're in a frat and everything. How is it being in a frat, right, and being able to show these emotions? Is that something, you know, that's looked down upon by people? Do people ever, you know, judge you for that, or judge, you know, the brothers in the fraternity? You know, how is that in this entire thing?
No, honestly, if they get any shits and jokes on you, it's because, like, I've never got any jokes, but it's like, if they do, then that's because there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something wrong with them, and then they gotta like take that out on you, and you just gotta be like, dude, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I don't give a fuck. Like, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's another, like, someone in my fraternity, he took like nine Advils one night.
Really?
And he, like, 9 to 10, like, something, like, really dangerous. Like,
yeah.
And it was, the entire house was silent the next day.
Really?
And because it was like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why? But you kind of realize, it's like, you know, no one really, like, shits on you because he realizes that there's actual people
yeah.
that need that help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you, and whether it be you or the person sitting next to you, me being that outlet, like, if I could raise my hand and say, like, listen, I'm here to just listen. I'm here to listen to you guys, and I'm here to help you in any possible way I can. No one could shit on that.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, it was interesting to me just because, you know, you see all this stuff online, right? And it's like, oh, they would never, you know, go for any of that stuff. So I was just very curious, you know, to see how you've experienced it firsthand, yeah. you know. So I want to get back into this, you know, you called yourself the facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever affected your life, you know, in a negative way where it's like, damn, this is some really heavy stuff, you know, and has it ever, like, weighed on you, you know, in a hard way?
Yeah, I don't say I think it has, and I'll tell you why. It's because, granted, if I know something that's going to happen, like, which has never been the case for me so far, like I've never had someone be like, I'm thinking about taking my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had anyone walk up to me and say that. But I've had people that walked up to me and said, I've tried to take my life.
Mm.
And
that's heavy stuff.
It's heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's not easy to swallow.
And I think it's I don't think it's hard for me to, like, swallow that information. I think I feel that there's something in myself that I have to talk to this person. I have to speak to you because, you know what I mean? If I'm not going to let you just sit here, and be miserable and debate life, because life is a gift. Life is the utmost gift, whether it be hard tomorrow or hard the next day or hard the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's around the corner.
100%.
And that's
100%.
And that's what I kind of like. And I'll give you another, for instance. Like, I was at the bar 3 weeks ago, and I was sitting next to this girl that I haven't seen in 3 months. And then she she looked like shit. And I was like, are you okay? Like, just genuinely, like, going up to her and just being like, are you okay? She was like, no, I'm not. And I'm just like, what's going on? And she was like, just everything has been so hard. Like, and she's talking about the same stresses of college that we go through, right? But granted, she has depression. And people that go through depression have a different deception of things. You know what I mean? Like, they perceive things with more keen, like, emotions, where everything's a lot more raw and fresh. And they're, you know what I mean? But when she was like, everything's been so hard. Like I've been going through, like, a roller coaster of emotions at school. And, like, I tried taking my life, like, 2 weeks ago.
Really?
This was at the bar. And I was like, and she's like, therapy doesn't help. Like, I've tried. I speak to people, but, like, I just don't know what to do. And I'm sitting there at the bar, and it wasn't a big pill to swallow because it's just a conversation.
Yeah. Which is, sorry to interrupt you, but that is so awesome. That's how it should be. You know, my entire goal with all of this is just that, right there, what you said. You know, it's a conversation. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be, oh my God. You know, it's like, no, it's like, all right. Look, it's something we got to deal with. Let's just deal with it. You know, I'm not going to judge you. You know, I'm not going to look down on you. I'm not going to look at you differently. You know, it's okay. It's a conversation. You know, these things need to be more talked about. You know, that's also why I asked you that question about, you know, in a frat. It's probably something that's not super talked about, and it's awesome that you're going there. You know, and who knows if these kids would have talked about that stuff. You know, you're making an impact in so many different places, you know, without you probably really even realizing, you know, so I give you a lot of credit for that.
Well, thank you. But at the end of the day, like, I don't want to ever take credit where credit's due, like, because again, I look at it as it's just another conversation, right?
Yeah.
Is that why I don't get it when I talk to people, I'm like, listen, you see the bottom of the barrel now. You're looking at a dark hole that you think that you can't see up from. But, you know, the thing is that you don't realize that you have so many people that care about you.
Yeah.
And, like, whether it be someone who has no relatives at all, people care about you just because, as a matter of fact, you are alive and breathing.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? Exactly.
Like, and for people that make impact on other people, I'm like, I was looking at this girl and I was like, you shouldn't ever, like, literally taking your life should be the last thing you ever think of.
Yeah.
Like, never, ever, 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 ever think about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you think, like, you try to go to a therapist and that doesn't work, then, you know, maybe try, like, to find other ways. You know what I mean? Like, there's always a solution. And that's why I always say is that, like, I'm going to try to be a problem solver, is because there's always a solution to fix the way you're feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it be monetary or long-term, there's, like, goals and things that you could do where you help yourself. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are scared to getting help.
Yeah.
A lot of people are scared to, like, actually recognizing what's going on. And then that's where the anxiety hits. And then that's when, like, when they're like, what's going on with me? What's wrong with me? And then that's when the ball started rolling. And now it's a giant snowball.
Yeah, exactly. And now for you, looking back, you know, would you tell yourself anything different, you know, looking back to when all of your anxiety started, you know, to where you are now? Not that you don't experience anxiety anymore, but I think you definitely look at it with a different approach, you know?
No, I think, you know, I mean, granted, I'm going on my past self, as I wouldn't change a thing. Because
not that you would change anything, no, but like, what advice would you give yourself? Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, whatever goes up must come down. You know what I mean? You're at an all-time high in life. You got to come down at some point. And it's weird, is because a lot of people, I'm gonna get a little bit into like philosophies and thinking.
Not a problem. Right?
So a lot of people, there's three stages of, like, emotions or feelings, right? There's when you're not feeling sad or happy, right? When you're feeling awful, and when you're feeling good. So it's like the status quo, bad and good, right? So people, when you really don't understand, like, how could you measure suffering, is that no one could really understand that.
But
what people might feel bad about is when you're always at that high and you go back to the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And people see that as like, oh my God, like my life's like not okay, right? And like, you know what I mean? People might see like good when you go from bad to the status quo.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like there's levels where people like I'll put another for instance, like, well, how am I going to be able to like measure, like I'm a very privileged kid, right?
Mm.
And I think I haven't really gone from here all the way down to here. I've gone because I've never seen the worst of the worst in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think no matter what it is in people's brains, it's like it's still these feelings are the same as this feeling.
Yeah, exactly. I mean? It's from one tier to another, you know, and it
still feels the same. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing that people don't understand is like, yeah, like your suffering might be bad, but look at the world and the big land scheme around you.
Yeah.
Like be open-minded and open-eyed. And like, that's how I was going to try to help myself is put yourself in other people's shoes. Because granted, since I was only from here to here and not all the way down here, I didn't think I needed that like real help to the point where I was like stuck in like a rock in a hard place, like professionally. But I think from there I was saying like, okay, you're in control to a degree, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like keep your eyes open and learn from here. Like, you know what I mean? When you're at a low point or when you're at a point of like sadness, there's healing in that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you learn from it.
You build, you know, you're building on yourself too. You know, it builds character. It builds, you know, it strengthens you, you know, whether people look at it like that or not, you know, it's not always going to be up. You know, if it was, everybody would be happy. There would be no problems in the world, you know, and sadly it's not like that.
Yeah.
As nice as it would be, it's not realistic, you know? So, you know, when you are going through those things, you just got to grab people and hold them tight and hold them close to you and you'll get through it, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, you got to also look, I say, when you look at other people's problems, you look at the magnitude of theirs, right?
Yeah.
And then you could put it into comparison of yours and you could kind of be like, all right, I feel this way and I'm trying to understand myself, but I'm going to look at other world problems.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to look at the world around me in the big landscape and other people's mental health and like genuine issues going on in the world and try to put myself into there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like try to like really understand my emotions in comparison to other people and see how they deal with it.
Yeah.
Because people are still alive and breathing, whether they are homeless and in the gutter of the gutters of the pits of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still taking it day by day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. 100%. Yeah,
and then you have to look at them and say, what is their mindset? What do they do that helps them live the next day when granted, I'm a kid that I'm struggling with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm struggling through mental health and I have it pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And like,
yes.
How do I like fix this when people are going through much worse?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to quantify anyone's like
depression. Yeah, no, you know not at mean? All. Like, yes, exactly. No, I get exactly what you're saying. Now, what is something that you would tell other people, you know, to help in these situations, you know?
Well, would it be like, granted, I'm helping you or you helping me?
No, you're helping me. You know, so somebody
who is helping.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say don't ever be uncomfortable because and think about it if it were to be you, right? And if that were to be your daughter, your sister, your husband, wife, mom, dad, whatever it is. And imagine if that was them and talking to someone else, right? And they felt so crappy about themselves. And if you were to find out about that, you would do whatever you can, right?
100%.
Like just be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and don't put off people's emotions because it's not beneficiary to yours.
Yeah.
And like, don't just half-ass listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like actually listen and ask questions if you don't understand.
Yeah.
And if they don't understand themselves and when they like, then just say, it's okay. We'll figure it out.
We'll dig deeper.
We'll dig deeper. Yep. You know what I mean? Is that, you don't necessarily have to be a psychiatrist or to do the simple things.
Exactly. You know exactly.
I mean? Like, I think all you really got to do is just be like, listen, I see that there's something wrong. We can talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it now, maybe we could talk about it later. But just sit there, listen, and I think put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah, I love that.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
And I think when you can't put yourself in their shoes, you're not going to be able to help anyone.
Yeah, yeah, and it's something super important. Now, what outlets have you taken, you know, when you were going through it or even if you still go through, what are some outlets that you use?
Well, as I mentioned before, I would say my girlfriend, definitely. I would also say is that the same people that I help are the same people that help me.
Which is really important.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, I listen to them and I'll talk to them for hours, but that granted, then it triggers in my head. It's like, you know, people are going to like similar situations, if not worse than
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And you build wisdom from each experience that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
And you build that strength. Is that I can't lift myself this day, but maybe someone who can lift me another day. I would say my outlets probably be my mom, because again, like I would say most mothers, moms, they're always going to want to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And you're their child. And it's like they would jump through and through and they would listen to you. And if they don't understand, they'll find other ways
exactly.
to help you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like I can't say the same for my dad, but like I would say is that my mom was definitely a big motivator. My girlfriend was a big motivator. Two of my friends from Mineola, definitely big motivators. And it's just like, they might not know the answers, but they're there.
They're listen. There for you.
They're yeah. there. And I think that, not even just the fact that they don't know the answers, but that level of comfort and security while you're at your most vulnerable times picks you up in a way.
I agree. Now, is there anything else that you missed out, you left out, that you would like to touch on?
Oh, I would think, I wanted to just bring this to like people's attention is that no matter what case you have, or whether it be you're going through a loss in the family, you're going through a loss of your friends, you know what I mean? Or maybe you're having an identity crisis. There's always a certain way. There's always a way. If there's a will, there's a way. And is that if you stop fighting, then you're only putting more hurt in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hurt the people around you. You're going to hurt the people that love you. You're going to hurt the communities of people. It's because we're humans. Humans, we cultivate in communities. We build around each other in communities. And one of us, whether if you like it, if you're not, you're a part of some community somewhere.
100%.
And think about the hurt that you ever have. If you ever think about doing something like taking your life or hurting yourself. So don't ever be afraid to just speak. Whether it be someone that is willing to listen, or someone that you think is smart, or someone that you think is kind-hearted, is when you break down those initial walls, and when you broke down the initial walls of surface conversation, and you're creeping into actually genuinely like a kinship,
deep conversation,
and and you realize that you're related to this person in multiple ways and not, then be honest with yourself and then be honest with them.
Yep. 100%.
And then when you get there, from there, you could find more ways to grow.
100%. You know, even today, like I learned so much about you, you know, which is awesome. You know, it's like just something so simple as having a conversation. It can really change, you know, not only the people who are involved in the conversation, but anybody else who is listening, you know, and I have a feeling that this episode is really going to do that for a bunch of people. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on, or you're good?
I think I've said everything I needed to say. I think I hope that if I had any inspiration to anyone that's listening or anyone in this conversation, is that I want you to walk away with being okay. Yeah, I've learned something, and maybe I could find something to keep going and keep pushing, or find new ways to fight this battle.
Yep.
That's the only thing that I could hope for. Is I hope, whether it be one sentence I said or this entire conversation, I hope whoever I am talking to, I hope you're able to keep going.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. You really did an amazing job. You're a natural on the microphone, and I really, really appreciate it. Great job. Thank you guys so much for listening, and don't forget to check out Dark Angel Company on Instagram at Dark Angel Co. and online at darkangelco.com. If you're interested in supporting and spreading awareness towards bringing light to a dark topic together, then tune in next time.